Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1285, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we're going to go up on the rooftop, do some barefooting, do some lamenting, try not to get all hot and bothered, and take a musical trip to Hindustan. Back on the February 16th show, I ran out of time to play the record which is going to start off this continuation of that segment about rooftops.
Love song, snuggled in your arms, dancing on a rooftop. We'll be swaying to and fro, laughing at the world below, while the evening splendor brings a million charms. You're so close to paradise, it thrills you through and through. You try to reach the moon and touch a star or two. Oh, dancing on a rooftop, stealing kisses every chance. What a spot for sweet romance, dancing into heaven on a roof with you.
The vocal trio of Dudley Fosdick, Country Washburn, and Elmo Tanner, with Ted Weems and his orchestra and the Rooftop Serenade. Will Jason wrote the music and Val Burton the words. I last played that back in 2016 when I told you that it was recorded September 5th, 1933. That was not true. The A-side of Bluebird B-5290 was actually recorded December 5th. The Rooftop Serenade is heard in the 1933 Paramount picture Girl Without a Room, starring Charles Farrell and Marguerite Churchill. I've played it by the New Orleans Rhythm Kings and the original Indiana Five, but before Rooftop Serenade were King Oliver and his Dixie Syncopators and their June 11, 1928 recording of Tin Roof Blues on Vocalion 1189. The Dixie Syncopators were Clarence Williams on piano, Jimmy Archie trombone, reedmen Ernest Elliott and Arville Harris, Leroy Harris on the banjo, and tubist Cyrus St. Clair. We started this rooftop set with Freddie Martin and his orchestra who were dancing on a rooftop. The vocalist on Columbia 6198, recorded June 22, 1934, was Elmer Feldkamp. Earlier in his career, Martin had a long residency at the Hotel Bossert, once known as the Waldorf Astoria of Brooklyn. The hotel was known for the Marine Roof, a two-level restaurant on the roof of the 14-story building. It was there where Martin pioneered the tenor band style, featuring an all-tenor sax section with just two brass instruments, a violin trio, and rhythm, inspiring imitators nationwide. Sometimes imitated, but never duplicated, I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. For this segment, for no particular reason, we're going to go barefoot, along with Helen Kane.
Ocean to prove the great devotion that I have for you. I try not to show it, and you may not know it, but I'm so brave, my dear, that my little heart has no I go and kill a lion, and I give a bee a sting. I go barefoot all winter long, if you fall for me in the spring. I ain't afraid of snakes, dear, and little mice, oh, they don't mean a thing. I'd go barefoot all winter long if you fall for me in the spring. Oh, how I go for you, baby. There's nothing that I wouldn't do. So help me, this is true, baby. Ha, ha, ha. I laugh at danger, and I hear the brute within me. It's crying for to have its fling. Why, I go barefoot all winter long if you fall for me in the spring. Why, I even climb up on the Woolworth building, and I stand right out on the ledge, and I sing. And I go barefoot all winter long if you fall for me in the spring. Why, I'd even fly up in an aeroplane. I'd fly it without any tail or any wings. I'd keep that aeroplane up in the sky all winter long if you fall for me in the spring. I go the limit for you, dear, proving the love that I feel. And although I'd be bruised all black and blue, dear, ha, 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 I laugh at torture. And all that I save on shoes, my dear, will go to buy the ring. When I go barefoot all winter long, and you fall for me in a spring.
Oh,
Last played in 2012, we started this barefoot segment with Helen Kane, declaring I'd go barefoot all winter long if you'd fall for me in the spring, on Victor 22397 from March 18, 1930. It was written by DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson. That was followed by the Triple R debut of Eva Taylor and Clarence Williams' Blue Five with Barefoot Blues, written by Williams on OK 8073, made May 17, 1923. We finished up with 8th of January on OK 45217, recorded February 14, 1928, in Memphis, Tennessee. So, what does that have to do with going barefoot? Well, that was the quartet of fiddler Cyrus Futrell, guitarist Hubert Haynes, and harmonica players James Leroy Sims and William Campbell, better known as the Arkansas Barefoot Boys. There's plenty to be bothered by these days, but this next set of rapidly rotating records about being bothered is not one of them.
Don't want no chic, just a real good pal. Don't want no man who stand around and look cute. I want a real man, not a substitute. No cake eaters or sweet men for mine. Can't be bothered, haven't got time. She keeps his hair slick and neat, and all the brains he has are in his feet. I want a good man, I mean a real man, can't be bothered with no sheep. Imitation sheets, they just got to go. I want a good man, I mean a real man, can't be bothered with no sheep.
Work don't bother me.
You heard them for the first time a couple of years ago, the Carolina Buddies, with Work Don't Bother Me from Columbia 15663-D, recorded in New York on March 25, 1930. These Carolina Buddies, B-U-D-D-I-E-S, were fiddler Odell Smith, guitarist and vocalist Norman Woodleaf, and lead vocalist Walter Smith, and are not to be confused with the Carolina Buddies, B-U-D-D-Y-S, Womble and Love, who made a few sides for Decca several years later. And you'll be hearing more from Walter Smith and the Carolina Buddies in future shows, since I just ordered their complete works on 3 CDs from Document Records. Before that, Rosa Henderson, who can't be bothered with no chic, from Columbia 14627-D, August 19, 1931. Glenn M. Coleman wrote the tune, with the words by Aletha Dickerson and Jimmy Blythe. James P. Johnson provided the piano accompaniment. And Rosa Henderson may be getting her own segment when her birthday rolls around in November. We started this bothersome set with Markell and his orchestra. That would be Mike Markell. And Don't Bother Me, from Columbia 385-D, made May 1, 1925. Don't Bother Me was composed by Carl Rupp, who was having a difficult time coming up with a title for the tune. He was constantly being interrupted when he finally had enough and yelled, "Don't Bother Me," and had his title. Well, not really. There are words to the song, along with the title, written by Virginia M. Munn. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. In the early 1920s, there were lots of songs written by Tin Pan Alley composers about exotic places they had never been, such as Borneo, Shanghai, Nagasaki, various South Sea Isles, and Hindustan. The word Hindustan, spelled with a U, comes from the Persian and refers to the Indian subcontinent. It has nothing to do with the people, culture, or religion of the region. Most vintage songs, however, spell Hindustan with a double O, which is acceptable, but reflects the British colonization of India, which began in 1757 and lasted until India gained its independence in 1947. So, yep, here's a set of Hindu tunes. Thank you.
Thank you.
the Savoy Havana Band with Hindu Lou, written by Cliff Friend, George Whiting, and Jesse Stafford. That's from HMV B-5165, recorded November 1st, 1926, and was preceded by the Riga Dance Orchestra with the Hindu Hop, written by Saul P. Levy, best known for his tune, That Naughty Waltz. And it appears I have never played That Naughty Waltz, nor has Saul Levy had a birthday segment. But that all will be corrected on the July 27th show. Hindu Hop was recorded in November of 1920 and issued on OK4231. We started that Hindu set with the Van Epps Banjo Orchestra and My Hindu Man, written by Max Dreyfus under the pseudonym of Max C. Eugene. Edison 4-minute cylinder number 4638 was recorded October 1st, 1920. And I do believe I can come up with a Max C. Eugene birthday salute in April. The Rapidly Rotating Records request line is now open. In addition to cards or letters, email or posts to our Facebook page or website, you can also now call to make requests for a particular song, artist, or segment topic, leave feedback about the show, ask questions or comment on the music, or just to say hi to let me know you're out there listening. The number is easy to remember. It's 1-234-PLAY-78s. That's 1-234-PLAY-78s. Or for the alphabetically challenged, 1-234-752-9787. It's available 24/7, but I'll do my best to personally answer your call. That's 1-234-PLAY-78s. Just as there is plenty to be hot and bothered by these days, there's also plenty to lament. And here to start off this set of musical laments is Don Espiazu and his Havana Casino Orchestra. Thank you.
Last night as I lay asleeping, a wonderful dream came to me. I dreamed I was home with mother and friends that I long to see. I also dreamed of my darling, the one that I love so well. But I woke with my sad heart broken in this dreary prison cell. My life was once free from sorrow. How happy the world and how bright, till I mixed in with bad companions and went running around at night. And now I'm locked in a jailhouse, just counting the hours that go by, waiting for my turn at the scaffold. For I have been sentenced to die. Farewell to my pals and kindred and friends I have known for so long. I have missed many joys and pleasures because I did what was wrong. Farewell to my brown-eyed darling. Come to me and say goodbye. My last wish is forgive and forget me, for I have been sentenced to die.
For one ball, for the one ball, for the one ball, for the one ball, one.
They're off!
The favorite wins!
I once went racing just for fun,
doo-dah, doo-dah,
to see the famous Derby run,
doo-dah, doo-dah, dee.
The people all stood on my feet,
doo-dah, doo-dah.
They pinched my watch and they pinched my seat,
doo-dah, doo-dah, dee.
I begged a filly 'cause she looked so fast. She'd a good manner, but she came in last. I put my shirt on Abbott's chest, and there I stood in my little woolly vest. Racing is a sin, racing is a crime. You pays your money and you takes your choice and loses every time. The bookies, they were shouting odds,
doo-dah, doo-dah,
relieving people of their wants,
doo-dah, doo-dah, day.
I said I begged this horse each way,
doo-dah.
But the rotten bookie wouldn't pay. The man said he's a Welsh, you see. I said he didn't speak Welsh to me. A bookie said on the field I lay. But the lie never did, because I watched all day. Racing is a sin, racing is a crime. You pay your money and you take your choice and loses every time. So I tried my hand at the three-card trick,
doo-da,
to find the lady I was told,
doo-da,
I found her but she left me cold,
doo-da,
I begged a horse a week ago, he may come in a week or so. We played at cards on a railway train, I'd like to meet those men again.
highly on the field. 10-1 morning. You pays your money and you takes your choice.
Your royal favourite one.
We started that set of laments with Don Espiazu and his Havana Casino Orchestra, and African Lament, composed by Ernest Lecuona, with the lyrics by Marion Sunshine, sung there by George Owen. Espiazu was hot off the huge success of The Peanut Vendor the previous year, when he recorded African Lament on March 4, 1931, in the Armenonville Cabaret in Havana, Cuba, issued on Victor 22657. We just missed his birthday, but Justo Angel Espiazu will have his own segment next February. African Lament was followed by Johnny Crockett, accompanied on guitar by brother Clarence Crockett, with The Convict's Lament, recorded around January or February of 1931. It was released on Crown 3143, as well as the Broadway and Paramount labels. And we couldn't end the show with that tearjerker, so we finished up with Ray Noble and his new Mayfair Orchestra with The Punter's Lament, recorded in London on January 6, 1932. It was released in the UK on HMV and here on Victor 24022. The Punter's Lament was written by Max Kester and Ray Noble, and I believe this is its only recording. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.